qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at the Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Oh, the tadpole, mate. Quick swimming this morning.
Just had a little swim, just a little dip in the ocean.
Quick one. Is this catching on in other areas, the tadpole?
No, it's not working. No. He's trying to make this a thing.
No, I'm not. I just like calling you a sperm.
Speaking of nicknames, I've seen that vision of you two wheeling around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Princess Peach versus Bowser. That's what it looks like. Oh, it's just one's shaming. Bashing and crashing.
God bless you, sir.
I didn't say you were Princess Peach.
No, there's not too many. All right, Taddy, go on.
Yeah, I've done it now.
You had an ally, you just lost them.
The Dockers have named their team, and I think people were screaming out, you're too big, you're too strong up forward, you need to get smaller and faster. So they've listened to that. Cyclone Tracy, the big kahuna, he's out.
Yes, gone. I love Cyclone Tracy, though.
Yeah, I know, he's big, strong, powerful lad. He's still only 20.
He's
got plenty of chances, but he dropped a couple of real easy ones last week. You've heard Justin Longmire all week going on about the forward mid connection.
Yeah.
Well, just two numbers. I'm not going to get too footy technical
here.
I'm not going to get too technical.
Just undress it a little
bit.
But
all you need to know is that when in the centre, the clearances, when Freo were last to get to the ball most of the time, and even when they did get to it, they didn't get hands on it and actually get a disposal. Yeah. Only 50% of the time. So half the time they got it, they got tackled and didn't even get it.
Yeah.
And that was worst in the AFL. Yeah. And then their forwards lost way more contests than any other forward line. Mm. It was a disaster. Well, it was an absolute turd show.
Which is a podcast I was doing with you during the week where I was explaining that when they're kicking laterally, relentlessly, the defenders, the only people that are working are the forwards. Because they have to run from one side of the ground to the other.
Yeah.
And the defenders don't work. They literally jog three or four steps. But the poor forwards are doing 60-meter runs from one side of the ground to the other
for absolutely no reward. There you go. Now, we heard Justin Longmuir yesterday had his press conference.
Yeah, and what did he have to say about Nat 5? Because he changed position, didn't he?
Yeah, he's gone forward. So midfield ball, two-time Brownlow medalist in the middle.
One of the best to do it.
One of the all-time greats in the midfield, but he's been pushed forward. He's going to stay forward. Here's what Justin Longmuir had to say in yesterday's press conference about it.
It's incredibly unfair that he comes under the spotlight the way he does, and I know he's set a high standard over the years, and with that comes a bit more pressure and expectation. I heard a lot of talk after the pre-season games, he's going to kick 50-plus goals and win the Coleman, and then after one game he gets criticised as the worst experiment of all time.
I think I'm the only one that was saying Colbert.
Hold on a minute. There's two things here I want to unpack. One, he's fired up, JL. Yeah. And two, I reckon he listens to Triple M. Yeah. Let's have a look at this next piece of audio.
Fife's played two practice games and kicked three with his eyes closed each game.
Right.
23 times 3, 69. That's your dinner for two. Three a week. Wow. So he's got a kick. Yeah. Three a week. He's going to be the full forward in one of the best teams. Just putting it out there.
There you go. Xavier Ellis.
Jumping ship, though.
He's hit you right between the eyes there.
He may as well have said
Xavier Ellis.
No. That was not directed at the comment about him being a full kicking 50. I stand by that. I stand by Fifey kicking 50.
Still going to win the Coleman?
I'm not 200-1. I had a look. But I'm not jumping ship. Leave him forward. And we said that. Like when the commentators are going, get him to the midfield.
Mm.
That's not the answer.
Yeah, no. It's
giving Fifey looks the answer.
I agree. I 100% agree. He needs to stay forward.
Stay there.
It's one game, people. Stop panicking.
No.
Just back up the panic. But
online, they are just brutal
smashing
to the players. Oh, it's horrible.
But hello, JL, if you're listening this morning, Dave's going to make more predictions, no doubt.
I stand by it. 50's not off the If what happens if he kicks four this week? Then he's
back on track.
He's virtually third
he's
in the
back
Coleman.
On track.
Anyway, so Logie Bear, he's going to play on the Logie Bear maybe. What's happening? Griffin Logue's returning.
Yeah, Griffin. And when all those players left at the end of last year, Rory Lobb, okay, see you later. He's, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. I think it was the vibe by the end of it. Darcy Tucker, go for more opportunity, Lord Meek.
Yeah.
Griff Logue was the one that hurt. I think supporters loved Griffin Logue. He was doing a podcast. us there. They loved him. He was a great fella. Real big club man. Loved the Dockers.
It didn't hurt early in the year when he wasn't getting a game.
Well, that's and part, that was
form,
the problem,
then
right?
Then his form turned. But you feel like the horse had bolted a bit early with the decision to...
Correct.
Yeah.
If players make decisions on when they're going to move way earlier than the trade period, right? That discussion starts happening even now for this year, even last year for this year.
Absolutely.
But I know for a fact that the day before that trade went through, there was a last-ditch effort. A last-ditch effort from Fremantle to keep him. There was a meeting.
As they would have,
They had him down at the club. They had his family there. There were long discussions. There was more money put on the table. But he'd already committed to Clarko, and I don't reckon you'd want to say, sorry, Clarko, I'm not coming.
No, I wouldn't.
Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, but even like,
but I know they wanted to keep him and he wanted to stay, but it was not going to work.
You fall in love with the idea too. You do fall in love with the idea of love from North. Clarko's rang me.
Of course.
I've met with them.
Yeah. I'm the new sexy toy. Yeah exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sure... Freo have got a lot of defenders and good defenders.
He'd
so
probably be struggling to squeeze the side
where
right now.
Where is he
going to
be playing right now?
Does he get booed, do we think? The big lug, big griff.
Of course
boo.
You do.
Yeah, I think so too.
West Coast,
but I don't think it's a whole game boo. I think it's maybe an early one.
Yeah. Early boo.
Take that, Griff. But we still love you.
Yeah, I mean, if Buddy Franklin got the booze, then I'm sure Griffin Logan can cop a couple.
He's a good fella too, Griff.
Yeah, he's
really
ripper.
Good fella.
What's happening with West Coast team, please? I didn't get to teams last night.
You didn't get to teams. Nah. Oh, I can fill you in right now. So they obviously they play Sunday, so they'll make their final chop tonight. But they name a squad.
Some nervous players after last week.
Well,
do
you know what I reckon is one of the harshest drops in footy? When you don't have to drop someone yet because you don't have to name your team till tonight, but they drop you the day before, even before they have to drop you.
It's like 110% you've been dropped.
Exactly.
It's an early arsing. Right.
That'd be like you guys getting the arse about 3 months before your contract ends. Just, you know, we'll pay you. Just go away.
Don't touch old wounds, mate. Old wounds, all right?
Well, Jack Petrocelli got the early drop. So
he got dropped early.
He was very quiet.
He was a sub.
So
they get dropped every time, though.
Yeah,
and then they have to get renamed every time.
He's out
it's
of the
a tough,
team.
It's a tough dropping, isn't it?
Tough job. And he's not even in the emergency, so he'll play waffle practice. So it's a tough one. But, you know, he'll go back, he'll work on his game, and he'll come back. So the possible inclusions, they include Jake Waterman, Sam Petrescu, Seton, Greg Clark. The one that's interesting is Elijah Hewitt.
Yes.
So he was their second pick in the draft.
Swan Districts.
Yep. Four debutants for the club, three first gamers last week, maybe another one this week. It would be fantastic to see. I think he might be just off. I think Waterman probably plays.
Because of fitness or?
Yeah, I think they're just trying to build him up a bit. They don't want to throw him too far in the deep end.
I think throw the kids.
I'd love to see it, but I reckon you're probably looking at probably Waterman.
Next week or something, maybe?
Maybe. Hopefully, hopefully. That'd be good. Yeah.
Now, what about, of course?
Yeah, well, I was going to say Adam Simpson, of course. Everyone's talking. This is a horrible, behind-the-scenes game. It's also pressure, you know what I mean? What's going on?
You really sounded committed to
that. I know. We both gave the point. Shut up. I get really sad about what gets said on social media. I think that's horrible. He's constantly being talked about. I actually knew about him.
Did you?
It's been constant. There's been constant talk about Adam Simpson for a year and a half now, right? And they have not been playing well. They've lost a lot of footy in the last 18 months to 2 years. Of course, the talk needs to back up. So here's why.
Yeah.
He's contracted for this year, next year, and the year after that.
Okay, three years.
The better part of 3 years, right? Three full seasons. There's no club in Australia, in the AFL, that would sack a coach with 3 years to go. It would actually be a ridiculous thing to do. It would ruin you.
Hawthorn, for example, Clarkson situation 2 seasons ago.
Yep.
So am I right in saying that with the soft cap, if you sack a coach, they're still paid and it still comes out? So
correct.
Sam Mitchell last year was coaching whilst a portion of Clarkson's contract was still being paid. So that handcuffed Sam Mitchell not to be able to bring in more coaching staff because the soft cap was full. Am I right in saying something like that?
So the soft cap is about $7 million each club can spend in the soft cap. That's got to pay for coaches, physios, list managers, medical staff, everybody. They're all going to come under that. So if you don't want to pay Simo's 800, 900 grand around about what he's on, then you got to pay that, plus you then got to pay another coach. So unless they're paying us to coach the team for $10 a week, they're not doing that. So
I wouldn't do it.
You'll do it for $10?
No.
So that's why the talk needs to just be parked for a while. Yeah. He'll focus on playing the kids. They'll try to get through this transition slash rebuild slash whatever they want to call it. But for now, he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He knows that. They know that. I think all the fans need to come to terms with
it. I ride with him, mate. He's a premiership coach. Look, certainly 3 years ago, about a bit of respect.
You got to back him in. You do have to back him in. There's been, I know it's not going the way people
turned
want,
up in end of 13, made a grand final 15, won one in 18.
Correct.
I think an opportunity to rebuild, but I certainly think they need to get ahead of the curve and start rebuilding.
Absolutely. Hit the button right now and go. Yeah. Yep.
Now, last one really quickly from me. Big game of footy tonight.
Yeah.
Premiership favourite v second premiership favourite, and there's been a bit of a clash in Brisbane.
Yeah, so the D's and the Lions tonight, massive game. I'm excited to watch that. Are you excited? Yeah.
Mate, I'm a Dolphin man.
Guess what? 3 for 3! Fins up, baby!
Fins up!
Can't stop, won't stop!
I'm a Dolphin, baby. God. Fins up, won't stop!
Well, that leads us to this, right?
Correct.
So in Brisbane, nobody cares about the Brisbane Lions playing the Melbourne Demons, which they should, but the AFL has done something really dumb. So if you're not paying attention, in Queensland, they've added another NRL team. They're called the Dolphins. Dave's on them.
Yeah, regular Dolphins.
Whatever that is.
The build-up to that's been forever, too. Yeah. So this is huge.
There's a show on Stan about it. Wayne Bennett's there.
Massive.
They are. And they were meant to not win a game.
And they're undefeated.
They're 3-3.
They're undefeated. The Broncos, their crosstown rival, also undefeated. Playing tonight, about 20 minutes away from the Gabba.
Oh, no.
So no one is going to be giving an absolute rat's ass about that Brisbane Lions Melbourne Demons. We're not allowed to say rat's ass.
The A word, dump.
I was feeling really uncomfortable
say it again,
when you
you've
said
run
turd.
Out of,
you know, that's just kicked it off with that. Yeah.
Bottom, rat's bottom.
Well, you should have heard what Albie said yesterday. Something about a hole. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, the clash is Broncos, Dolphins, and
just stupid.
And I even said to you, I'll cast my eye over the Dolphins.
Even you'll watch it.
Only because the kids will be running around. I like to watch the footy in peace.
And it's simple arrogance from the AFL. They had a month before their fixtures came out. Yeah. They already knew this was coming. Ah. I'd be filthy if I was the Lions.
Do you reckon that's why they threw Melbourne up there?
Maybe. What, because no one wants to go anyway?
No. Thinking that's probably as good a game as you can get.
Nah, you'd throw Collingwood or something, wouldn't you? That's the one. You'd throw Collingwood. Yeah, fight fire with fire.
Good call.